Well, I think the first major element in catalyzing these changes was the determination of the government internally to actually bring forward real change. Eventually, I think the words and the actions of the president began to gather credibility, particularly after the meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi. The fact that ASEAN itself also provided a very strong support, and particularly the fact that ASEAN was offering Myanmar the hosting of the 2014 ASEAN summit, was an important element which contributed to both the determination of Myanmar itself to change, as well as it was a kind of a positive reinforcement which ASEAN gave to Myanmar. That is what made for the changes, I think.
What is the significance of the upcoming by-elections in April?
Well, the by-election, I think, is essentially, if you look at it in comparison to the earlier election, it is a relatively small election with only 48 seats. But I think it has assumed a special significance, particularly because for the first time, political forces that were historically excluded are now joining into the election. And that, therefore, makes it all the more important, not only that it is free and fair, but it is seen to be free and fair. And I think this particular commitment which the government has given for ensuring inclusive election with the NLD participating and to make it free and fair makes it an election of some special significance.
You met Dao Aung San Suu Kyi, and yes, She's contesting the by-elections. What are her concerns, and have you addressed her concerns with the government?
Well, her main concern had been initially for the regulations to be changed in order to allow the NLD to participate. That was agreed to by the government. Her own participation was, in fact, enabled by the government through the change of some of the rules itself. There was also a recognition by the government of the validity of the NLD's performance in 1990. And more recently, after the NLD and Aung San Suu Kyi have joined the fray, there is an attempt by the government to make sure, the Election Commission and others have said that they will ensure that the elections will be free and fair. And some of her concerns, particularly some of her complaints relating to canvassing and others, have also recently been addressed.
So talking about a very controversial issue, which is the hard line taken by the government towards the Kachin group, and it's having a negative impact on the civilians. I understand you met the second minister and you have had some very interesting discussions on the access of humanitarian aid to the civilians under the control of the Kachin group through the government or through UN agencies.
The United Nations has been interested in moving to supply more humanitarian assistance to the Kachin region, which has suffered because of the difficulties and the differences, as well as the tensions that have been building up in the area. The government has in the past taken a strong position, saying that the UN is transferring to the rebel groups should also include the humanitarian assistance from the government. That has been the subject of a little bit of differences between the rebel groups and the government, and the UN has for some time been caught in between. But I think more recently, last week, in fact, they've been able to get over this problem, and the UN has been able to reach some of its supplies across to some of the camps, even where the government supplies have not actually, they've not been taken across. They've stopped at the border. So I think it is a sign of the political willingness on both sides to move ahead in meeting the humanitarian concerns. And I think this is perhaps a good indication that even with the Kachins, there is a prospect of moving towards addressing the broader issues and being able to get a reconciliation process and a political dialogue through.